MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. And if you're like most eBay sellers, you probably made some New Year's resolutions for your business. I know I did. I've just broken all of them in the last week. Whether you're keeping them is another matter. Here now to share her New Year's business resolutions and what she's doing to live up to them is our good friend Carolyn J.C. Jacinto, and she's an eBay education specialist and a certified eBay consultant, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXMAS.
Actually, she's not J.C. Jacinto. She's C.J. She does walk on water.
Did I say J.C.?
You did.
That's my Lixdexia kicking in.
Yes.
So, JCCJ, what are you doing to keep sales up?
Thanks for the promotion, Griff.
You're welcome. I have this power.
Well, the first and most important thing that I'm concentrating on this year is list, list, list. I am really embarking on a new program of making sure that I get new items out there all the time.
So do you have is it a numbers game with you?
It is a numbers game, but it is not always, 100 listings or 50 listings. It's more of trying to reach a certain value each day.
Oh, okay.
So by the end of the week, if I want to make $1,000 this week, I better have posted $1,000 worth of listings or more.
Now, that's interesting, because I've thought in terms of number of listings, but you're right. So if you list 10 items at $20, okay, I see where you're going with this. Very good. Okay, so you have a certain set amount that you want to earn each week.
And absolutely.
From your mouth to God's ear, $1,000 a week would be fantastic.
Yep.
You're going to list that much in worth.
Correct.
Have you noticed?
And I actually go garage sailing or inventory shopping the same way. So when I'm spending my money, I've counted it up ahead of time, and I have a certain dollar figure that I must purchase on a regular basis, or I won't have enough inventory to list.
So basically, you could list 10 things that are $100.
Correct.
Or 20 things that are 50, so forth and so on.
Correct.
Have you noticed any new trends?
I have. I've noticed a couple new trends. And the first thing that I really paid attention to in the fourth quarter last year was people want everything on sale. They don't want to pay full price. And on eBay, we've been looking at pricing as, it's already discounted. You should know how much you're supposed to pay for this item. So you can easily look at my price and recognize what a wonderful price it is. But you know what? It's not that easy anymore. And there's a whole new generation of people who don't have these prices memorized. The new 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds coming into the marketplace. And they're used to somebody helping them out by pointing out how much of a discount this is. So, for example, on my Hallmark Christmas ornaments, I may put them on fixed price at the price that was on the side of the box. So it may say $9.95. And then that gives me the option to use a Markdown Manager and put it at 50% off.
Oh, okay. That I like that.
And I started doing it last November, and probably had a 75% increase in the Christmas ornaments that I used it on.
Ah.
So it's really working. People want a discount, and they don't want to have to work for it. They want you to figure it out.
We're talking about whether it's a new item or previously owned.
Correct. So I was making the assumption before that you knew it was previously owned, that the $9.95 price on the side, I was not going to charge you that much. I was going to, you were going to get a discount off that price, but I was not really highlighting for you how much of a discount you were getting. By using Markdown Manager, I can now do that.
Any other trends you've spotted?
Well, free shipping is working better and better and better all the time. So, for example, that Yadro sculpture that we saw a little bit earlier, I would, if shipping was going to be, let's say, $500 on that item because you weren't going to package, you were going to have it professionally packed and shipped, and it's huge and it weighs a lot, I'd just add $500 to the price of the item and put free shipping, and then people won't be upset at the cost of shipping.
Oh.
And plus, everybody wants free shipping. They just want it, they expect it. And
thank you.
They really are looking. They're sorting out your listings because you don't have free shipping in them.
CJ, what would you say to people who say, well, I tried free shipping and my sales went down, so now I'm going to add shipping? Do these people really think that their sales went down because they had free shipping?
Well, they probably do, but I'd certainly suggest we try it again. Or just because you tried it once didn't mean that there wasn't another influence that was happening at the same time.
Exactly. And they should look into that. Griff's always telling people to try it. At least try it.
Yes, try it.
I mean, people call. We don't get the call so much lately because people who listen to this show know how Griff feels about it. But he's over and over again said to people, have you even tried free shipping? And they say, well, no, but, you know.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
It's true. So
I don't believe you should ever make an assumption without testing it, because you could be right, but worse, you could be wrong and you're missing out on the benefits.
Do you take advantage of all those free listings promotions, CJ?
I do take advantage of all of them, and as soon as eBay Radio is over today, I'll be doing another 100 free listings today. And what I'm doing is I'm taking my stale inventory, and I used to consider stale inventory 18 months or older. I now consider stale inventory anything that's been out there more than 60 days, and sometimes 30 days. But I'm taking that inventory and anything that I just have one of, and I am sending it to online auctions during free shipping days. And I'm finding that during those periods of times, I'm getting a 10% boost in sales.
Now say that again, exactly what you do.
So I got 100 free listings today. I'm going to find my stale inventory that's sitting out there in fixed price. It's been around for a while. And I only have one of them left, or I only have one for sale. I'm going to send that to an online auction, and I might manipulate or play with the pricing a little bit so that I have a buy it now price and an auction price. So with a buy it now price, I still have that fixed price option. You can buy it now. And it's going to turn into a 7-day auction, and I get a 10% increase in business when I move from fixed price to online auctions. I know Griff has said he doesn't use online auctions at all anymore, so I'm challenging you to a test, Griff.
Well, my merchandise doesn't, I did test it. Shirts don't do well at auction.
Okay.
My ASP drops precipitously. So the trade-off for me in the test was, do I want to sell fast at a much lower price, or do I want to sell at my price and sell slower? And I opted in for the second option.
Okay. And that's the beauty of eBay. It works all kinds of different ways.
Yes, it does. And that's why, I mean, if I thought my test results would apply to everyone, I'd say, don't bother testing. Just go by what I say. But that's not how it works, because for my merchandise and the way and my needs for the business, a test result could be the total opposite of what I would expect, the outcome would be than for someone else.
And I certainly am choosing categories of goods that are typically out of season. It's Christmas somewhere in somebody's heart every single day. I sell something Christmas every single day of the year.
Are you selling the same kinds of items you've always sold?
I'm probably selling more Christmas now than I used to, because I thought, being a retail Christmas buyer, that, you know, it's probably going to start around Thanksgiving. Santa will be the main man, and it'll be December 25th in all markets. So with that information, I thought, okay, I've just got to get my stuff out there by November 1st. Well, to my surprise, the first couple of years I tried to do that, I couldn't list fast enough to get all my Christmas merchandise out there in time.
So I
started listing earlier and earlier and earlier, especially in the old days when it was only 3 cents to list an item in your store.
But do you do anything different with all those listings when it's getting into holiday time?
I'm really not doing anything different. If anything, I'm probably selling about 80% of my inventory before I actually get into season.
There you have it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, CJ, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
It is a pleasure.
My pleasure to be a part of this wonderful program, and to thank both of you again, because I learn something new every time I listen, including today.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, we'll talk about product sourcing options right here on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.